When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard, victim of horrific child abuse by her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard, who turned out was suffering with Munchausen by proxy, causing, I'm sure, irreputable damage to her little girl, who is now 32 years old and seeing freedom for the very first time. It's an interesting case to watch. It's horrific to watch and to understand what she went through. And I would also say, as a parent, it's scary to see what the world may hold ahead for Gypsy Rose herself, knowing her background and knowing what she knows or really doesn't know about the world that she is about to enter into. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Siobhan, it's a heart-wrenching case. The amount of abuse, absolutely mind-boggling of what this woman went through. To start out, let's talk about Munchausen by proxy in general and what that exactly means. It's a term that's been thrown out there. I know I understand it as much as I can from following this case, but give us a better idea of how this sort of thing develops and how Gypsy Rose ended up being a victim of her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard, and her disease of Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah, this was just an extraordinarily severe and extreme case, as you mentioned, and she's just got to have tremendous developmental disabilities because of being raised for so many years by this woman. You know, it's not well understood why some people develop, as we call it now, factitious disorder imposed on another. A lot of people, more people have factitious disorder, which means they make up their own illnesses. They may experience some symptoms, but they do it for the purpose of getting attention and nurturing. It's more insidious when it's imposed on a child, and this is nearly always by a mother. Often the mother has some kind of healthcare or medical background or medical knowledge. They don't always, but often they do. And it's when they inflict in a variety of ways illnesses or injuries upon their child. It may be feeding them poison to make them have gastrointestinal problems. It may be causing wounds. Then apparently the wounds don't heal. But in fact, that's because the parent is inducing more damage. And they take the child in repeatedly, often to a lot of different doctors, emergency rooms, seeking intrusive or extreme medical care. Now that we have the internet, these people are often running GoFundMe campaigns, and they make a tremendous amount of money from doing this. But it's really the attention that's the primary motive for them.
I was going to ask you about that, the attention that they're getting. I was going to ask, you know, what is feeding this? And the attention, is it the attention that's coming from the child needing that parent because of the inflictions that have been imposed upon them? Or is it more so the public attention, the friends, the family, if it goes as far as, in the case of Gypsy Rose Blanchard and Dee Dee, media attention and going to local television stations, going to groups like Make-A-Wish and such, which were very involved in their life, Habitat for Humanity, that's how they got their home. Is all of that feeding it? What's the key motivator here for someone like who Dee Dee was?
Yeah, I think you nailed it with those two components. They have the dependency of the child, which in some twisted way gives them a role in life. You know, they're the one meeting all the child's needs, and so they have a purpose. And these are often people who really don't have a very normal identity. They mm-hmm. don't have a sense of being an adequate person in the world. So now I am this very sick child's caregiver. I keep them alive. I do all these extreme things for them. So they enjoy that role. But there's also this incredible need. They often, I think, have a histrionic personality quality where they just have to be in the spotlight all the time. And they don't have any other way to be in the spotlight other than through illness, which is really a horrible way to do it.
We don't see, at least publicly, a lot of cases where this is brought up where it ever ends well. It's not, oh, mom got the treatment and everybody ended up having a happy Thanksgiving and everyone realized their faults and their issues. I mean, when someone falls into this, is there a way out when we're talking about someone like who Dee Dee was?
Yeah, you know, would a person who is this aberrant is probably the best word I can say. Mm-hmm. Are they ever going to be a functional, normal person? No, probably not. Is there any kind of treatment that can fix what's wrong with them? Probably not. I wish we had that kind of magic wand. We'd do all kinds of great things with it. But the best outcome, which happens a good deal of the time with these cases, is somebody in the medical system has a red flag that there's something like this going on. Social services is contacted, they get involved, and the child is put into a foster care home where they can at least, the child can have a better prognosis. They can get some help and treatment, and generally they cut ties with the parents. So could there have been a better outcome? And then, of course, the parent, that individual, is kept away from children for the rest of their life and probably managed into some kind of supervised treatment program where people are at least monitoring them and their behavior to some degree and keeping them away from kids.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.